to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody, and welcome to the Monday show of the Draft Doctors. My name's John Crockett, and joining me each week, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how you doing, mate?
I'm doing all right. I went to the RSL yesterday to watch the football, and there were these old, like, 50-something-year-old bogans behind me. They're all Hawks supporters. And they thought it was stupid that the umpires were sponsored by OPSM. They, like, couldn't wrap their heads around the fact that it was ironic.
Really?
This is the sort of people we're dealing with in society.
Yeah.
And it makes me not want to leave my house.
Hence why I didn't come to the RSL, because, gee, I would have been a mess watching that game at the RSL yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was a mess watching it at home, crying tears into my beer.
We're really happy because we did that thing where you take the $2... Ladbrokes did the $2 favourites on the Hawks.
Yep.
And then we bet it on Sportsbet because if they lead at any break,
you get your money back.
And then the Bulldogs hit the front in the third quarter. So it was win-win.
Win-win, big time. Oh, very good. A lot of news to get through today, with bad news coming out of the Western Bulldogs with Robin Murphy confirmed an ACL. So no good there for Bob Murphy. We still don't know if it's going to be traditional or the Lars, but early reports are saying traditional, but we'll see how we go. But all the best for Bob Murphy, but it doesn't matter anyway because Luke Beveridge said he can play on for 3 more years.
Alrighty then.
So that'll take him up to boomer age of 38.
Yeah, you're not boomer, buddy.
But he did lose a lot of his football career early. He had knees and...
I remember when Anthony Rocker snapped his leg in half over his knee.
Hence I said, oh, a lot of leg injuries.
I remember watching that just going, oh.
It was almost as bad as that Nathan Brown leg snap. That
Anthony Rocker, he was a
big
beast.
Man. Also being confirmed today, Tom Rockliffe out again with that injury. So no Tom Rockliffe, but Daniel Rich will play, which is good. And
I'm sure these owners will enjoy his 40 points he gets after he gets tagged again.
34.
I was giving it. I see some upside though, Joe.
Upside.
It's the Q clash.
Man, Gold Coast are in hot form, so
that's a good point.
Probably will be 34. Sanderlands. It looked like Nick Nanui's been taking the Tom Mitchell knee class and smashed Sandy's ribs and collapsed his lung in a marking contest. Just horrible, that one.
Brutal.
I didn't actually say, but I've seen the replay and. Not good. Good at all. And also for you Hamish Harlett and Chad Wingard owners, if they get through training this week, they are set to play against the GWS.
Yeah.
So good news there. And Tommy Lynch. He was out. He was a late out this week. So I was just wondering, he was out. Dr. Vankman, do you think you could tell us why?
Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Vankman, for that. Tom Lynch was out because of the birth of his second child. I mean, you've already had one. You know what happened.
I can't believe. You know what I'm going to say? That's an ugly man. if she's generous enough to give her womanhood up to him, he damn well better be there for him.
That's true.
I think he...
I was asking you earlier how many Quaaludes he was dropping into her drinks, like... Poor form.
Yeah.
Not good. And in the match review panel this week, Bernie Vince offered 1 week for, call it a late hit on Jamie McMillan.
Wasn't some of his finest work.
No, and just fines dished out to Mitch Robinson and a couple of other players.
Mm.
And if you'd like to follow us on social media, we are on Twitter at The Draft Doctors, or you can head over to facebook.com, / The Draft Doctors, hit the like button there, leave a comment or any questions you may have. Or send us an email to thedraftdoctors@gmail.com. Also, head over to iTunes and Stitcher, hit the 5-star ratings, and give us a review.
Yeah, that really helps. Reviews. Really helps.
A few injuries coming out of this week, which we've already spoken about. Bob Murphy, again, with that confirmed ACL. Sandy with the ribs, broken ribs and collapsed lung. And Mundy was a late out on Saturday night with calf soreness, and early reports are several weeks. So we're not too sure just yet, being so early in the week. And Trent McKenzie will not play this week. Have you seen the photos of this?
Yeah.
Horrible look. His nose pretty well and truly broken there on Saturday night. Or Saturday afternoon. But Nick Riewoldt had that head knock with a concussion, actually passed the concussion
this
test.
This is garbage. This cost him a freaking matchup. He was on track for about 180.
And he passed the concussion test, but yeah, the coach didn't want to let him back.
No, it was the doctors. It was the doctors. They saw this footage. They go, oh, his arms were raised after the contact, and that's a sign of concussion, despite the fact he passed their concussion test. Screw you, doctors. You're going on the list with Roozy.
Dylan Robinson went off with knee soreness in the third quarter and not to be seen again.
He's out for 3 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks, was it?
Okay. Yeah.
Must have seen that.
Something wrong with his ankle.
Okay. I was saying knee before, so...
Oh, whatever it
knee
is.
Knee bones connected to the ankle bones.
Whatever it is, it's 3 weeks.
3 weeks for Dylan Robinson.
So the defender pool gets thinner and thinner.
Yet again. All right. Moving on now to our studs and duds for the week. Quite a fair few studs for me this week. Starting off on Friday night. Aaron Young getting it done yet again. Another 3 goals for the Port Power and doing quite well.
Yeah, he killed it, man. I'll tell you what, it was the Robbie Gray show, though.
It's always the Robbie Gray show. You've got to have, 9 Brownlow votes right about now?
He'd be up there. And Charlie Dixon was throwing people around.
Yeah, I didn't see the first half. I didn't see that. I didn't see the second half when the
he was killing
game
it.
Was over.
He was killing it. And Polek.
Yes, I got Jared Polek. Your boy that you like to throw...
throw shade on. Well, I was thinking... Well, look, he played well. I'm not... You know, when people do well, that's fine. And I was thinking about it. Do you think Matt White's injury has really opened the door for, you know, Young to go forward and kick goals and Polek to get back to that outside running role?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I don't know what the hell Sam Gray is doing because he's not doing exactly what people picked him up.
He's okay.
But he's not getting those scores from last year.
No, but that's the risk. I mean, where the guys are going to... That's why you got him in the 8th round instead of the 2nd round.
Yeah. And Matty Broadbent, 27 possessions, 8 marks, also having a good game.
Man, he was an angry unit, I've got to say. He was trying to take dudes out left, right and centre.
Nice. Maybe he'd upset because his friend, Appalite Carlisle, was not there.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. And for the Bombers, Brendan Goddard having a great start to the year. 22 possessions and 8 tackles.
Old man Kelly.
Old man Kelly, yeah. He was next on my list. Just really, really dominated. And Zaharakis really getting it done in those early rounds. But my question is, do they keep going for the year or will they tire?
I think, you know, Zaharakis and Goddard can probably keep it up because, you know, Kelly, old bastard, who knows?
Yeah.
Zach Merritt. Maybe. He's very talented, but he's still only
young 20s, yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, the thing is, they're such a bad side. Like, the low-end guys score so poorly, the guys at the top are going to score well, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true.
So,
well, Crowley's been a big disappointment for
Crowley's
me.
Crowley's been freaking terrible.
I thought he would have been much better than that, but I don't know. When you miss that time with his drugs as well, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Either way, Travis Boak is still just sucking.
Yeah. He should be right in the mix there.
I thought he'd be hundreds every week. And they're just planting him forward.
I mean, he's kicking goals.
Well, he's kicking goals because he's got the first goal scorer twice.
Might load up next week.
Well, Costa got it.
Nice.
Yeah, but... it's... Why? I don't get it. I don't get it. He's a ball winner. How is he struggling?
No idea. And Jack Drengo...
And Ollie Wines decided that kicking the ball is not part of his game. About 87 handballs to 2 kicks or something.
Nice. Jackson Trengo, 7 possessions for 92% time on ground. That ratio is not good enough in my book.
And Matt Lowry still sucks.
Yes, we do know that. And moving on to the next game with St Kilda v Collingwood. I think I've just got about every single St Kilda player on my stud list. Starting off with one of my captain choices, Joey Montagna.
Yeah, he blew it up, man. He was everywhere.
160 Dream Team, 150 Supercoach, 40 possessions, 14 marks. Just destroyed it.
Yeah, he's one of the leading mark getters in the AFL. So
crazy.
That shows you how he's making space.
Yeah, love Jack Billings' work. Just that whole mosquito fleet of forwards there for the Saints I thought were really good. You got Billings, Weller, and Stephen. They all kicked 3 and 2 goals each. I thought that was really good.
Yeah, look, the St Kilda team played well, so that was the thing. I mean, Rewalt was destroying until he went off late in the second quarter.
Yeah,
But they were all pretty solid, I thought.
And when you're under that much pressure in defence, Tom Langdon had a pretty good game with 27 possessions and 7 marks.
And a goal.
First goal kick for the day.
Yeah, look, there wasn't much to write home about for Collingwood. I mean, Oxley took a lot of good marks, I thought. He was okay. We did mention him last week.
On Thursday, probably even
the week before. So it was okay. Pendlebury's just playing off this half-back and fine, he's getting the pill, but it's not damaging. Not to Collingwood's benefit.
No, absolutely not. Awesome start from Jeremy Howe with 8 possessions from 88% game time.
What do you expect? It's his first game and he's terrible.
That is true.
He kicked a goal.
Yeah, but how much are they paying him?
I don't know. Probably the same as Greenwood and he's terrible.
Yeah, there was not much to write home about that, but across the road there at Etihad Stadium with the Tigers and the Crows.
Yeah.
Bashir Hooley just getting it done.
Yeah.
Really liking his work.
You were big on him at the start of the year. He's having a great year.
Do you think they'll put the clamps on him and start tagging him?
Nope. Well, maybe some teams. Like, you know, if you're North Melbourne and you got Ben Jacobs and he can't actually play football, then you might give him to Bashir Hooley, but...
Yeah.
Other than that...
Cochin, yet again.
He played well.
Playing well.
Brown Ellis played well. Grigg's good, man.
Yeah, he's starting to fire up now. He's better than that dope Anthony Miles. What the hell is going on with him?
I don't know. We were thinking, you know, maybe Townsend being out would help him, but he's just... I don't get it.
Just don't get it. Had the 21 possessions, 4 marks and tackles. Solid, but...
I don't know. Maybe this new rule, like the interchange, you know, players aren't getting to as many contests. It's killing these guys who really have no tricks to their game, like an Andrew Swallow.
Yeah. He laid about 14 tackles on the weekend, but still scored pretty bad.
Because they're not getting any ball.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, the game's too fast for him.
But J-Roo, again, stunk it up a little bit, but you're going to get that from forwards with 13 possessions, but still took 7 marks. Old man Thompson handicapped himself in the first quarter there and...
Yeah.
Really took off.
Yeah, look, toot. All my captain choices smashed it up this week.
And most of mine did too.
Yeah, so old man Thompson just brained him again. You know, the game's so even, but he was the real standout. Brody Smith was good again.
Eddie Betts, he was going at 100% efficiency
deep
into the last quarter. So he had a pretty good
game.
What
the hell's going on with Rory Sloane?
The whole Adelaide team, there is no... dominance of 3 or 4 players. It looked like they're all sharing the points around. So
yeah, one guy I'm really disappointed with from Adelaide though is
Tom Lynch.
No, man, we'll speak about Tom Lynch later, and I've got some love. But Sauce Jacobs, man,
he should have destroyed Hampson.
If you drafted Sam Jacobs, you drafted him to be one of the elite ruckmen. And if I was a Sam Jacobs owner, I'd be feeling a little bit nervous right now.
Yeah. He should have destroyed Hampson on the weekend.
So, who knows?
As I said, Tom Lynch going home sucks.
Well, he still did a good job. Well done, Adelaide.
Yeah,
still. Tip my hat to you.
And then we had the Battle of the Bridge and the Q Clash, or no, I don't know, Battle of the Bridge, whatever the West Sydney one is. Battle of the Bridge. The two Sydney teams. Is that what it is?
I think that's what they call it. But I don't think West Sydney's battling for anything. Do they even have a bridge?
You've got to cross the bridge to get into proper Sydney, not Blacktown area.
If I went into West Sydney, I'd damn well hope the bridge...
You drive fast.
Yeah, I want that bridge to stay up. I want to be able to get back out of there.
Yeah,
Can we just build a bridge over West Sydney?
That would be good.
Yeah.
Luke Parker, absolutely destroying it at the moment. Another 30 possessions, 16 contested. Absolute beast to start off the year.
Yeah, it was good. JPK came back to form. That was great.
Another captain choice there.
Yep. Tom Mitchell, Buddy, Hannes.
Hannes
just smashed it.
Keep going. And on the dud side, Toby Green.
Yeah, he's a dud, man. It's going to be a yo-yo season for Toby Green, isn't it?
It certainly is.
How's Tom Scully, though, man? Tom Scully's killing it.
Certainly is.
The game change, you know, he's such a hard runner both ways. It's really suiting Tom Scully. He's having a career year.
Yeah, absolutely. And good luck to all those who grab Tom Scully.
Yeah, hell yeah. Tips of the hat to you.
Heath Shaw, I think with Patful on the team there. Really,
so much better.
So much better. Look at that. 27 possessions, 9 marks, running right in that back line, back to his best. And Dylan Shield was going quite well until he copped a knock in the third quarter, I think it was. So I liked his game too.
Big Mummy scored well. Dude that's disappointing me this year is Devin Smith.
Yes.
He played okay against the Cats, but he's had a couple of poor games out of the top three. That's, you know, I'm a little bit worried about him this year, to be honest.
Coniglio starting to wind up a bit, kicked a couple of nice goals and had about 20-odd possessions, which was good.
Yeah.
Any more duds? Not so much there. Moving on to, who was it? Carlton and Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Aaron Hall. How's this?
Leading possession winner for the AFL.
How's this? 151, 134 Dream Team Supercoach, 40 possessions, 78% game time. That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Well done, Aaron Hall. I've just brought him into my salary cap format this week. The good Tom Lynch snagged another 4 goals. Absolutely dining out on the service he's getting from those Adelaide, Gold Coast midfielders. Who else did I like? Colin Jasny had a pretty good game too.
Yeah, I like that. I like Malcheski. They've moved him up to the wing. He's getting a lot of free pill up there. It's going well for him. And Jack Martin.
Yeah, Jack Martin had a really good
start. Oh, and Risky Riscatelli. I got him off waivers this week. That worked out.
Would he go from a 16 to 116?
Yeah, I found out what happened. Like, apparently the week before, he got violently ill like 10 minutes into the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just like, bleh.
Yeah.
Ah,
so
that'll do it.
A little bit of research there, people. You got to question things sometimes.
Wiedering, man, this kid has started his AFL career really well. 106 Dream Team, 129 Supercoach, 26 possessions, 9 marks. Pretty good for a first-year defender.
He's killing it, man. See how good Sam Doherty.
Doherty.
Oh, man, he's so good.
And one guy I spoke about earlier in the season as a bit of a late-round flyer, Matthew Wright. Doing quite well. 23 possessions, 4 marks, 4 tackles.
Yeah, he hasn't crapped your team in any week, so
no,
that's been okay. It'd
be great if he'd fit forward if you got him there. But and some duds for me, Tom Nipples.
Tommy Nipples, yeah, it's disappointing, man.
Yeah, not too good. And the captain, Mark Murphy, started off like on a house on fire, now just
crapped. Yeah, that's a bad, yeah. 55% efficiency. Ugh.
Yeah, not good. And one thing that I really don't like to see, and he's going to get a whack, is Blaine Bokhurst. Did you see that staging?
Oh, man, people are going off about it. Did anyone see Pendlebury against St Kilda?
I don't like the dropping the knees, but...
He dropped his knees,
and
right,
fell into it.
And then when he realised that wasn't going to be enough, he ran his head into the dude's arm. I'm like, that is the... Screw you, Pendlebury.
And it happened yesterday's game, the Bulldogs. I think it happens in every game, but... They're just trying to get away with it.
I don't like it.
I
can wear the drop in the knees. That's one thing. But when you lead then have
head.
To lean in to yeah. make it. Yeah, no, screw you, man.
But
screw
Blaine
you.
Boko's just like, oh, love tap. Give her that Oscar. It's like being shot in a war movie. Just horrible.
He must be a good soccer player.
Must be. To the next game, we had the Derby for our Western Australia listeners over there.
The Derby.
Scott Lysette.
Bobbed up.
Really good game there.
Against the ruck division of Michael Johnson and DeBoer. way to take advantage. Way to bring it in, Scott Lysette.
102 and 107 from 61% time on ground. Yeah, you're not going to get that each week, pal. Lewis Jetta obviously likes the big ground of Subiaco over there.
When West Coast are... playing well and they're dominating the game. It's the same as any game. Yeah. The good outside runners are going to kill it.
Absolutely. And Luke Shuey produced a pretty good game.
Oh, there's no one who downhill skis like Luke Shuey.
Yeah.
He's the master.
Master.
Yeah.
Michael Barlow.
Prentice won a medal as well.
His 200th game. Didn't even know it was his 200th game.
Who?
Prentice.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh. That's because
the media hype here in Victoria.
Yeah, we... Who is it? The West Coast what?
West Coast Coolers? Matthew Pavlich, who is he?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well done, Matthew Prudis. Good for you.
Yeah, 200 games off the rookie list. Only found that out today, so really, really well done. Garrick Epperson profited from the shutdown role that Michael Johnson was playing, and well, pinch hitting in the ruck too. Thought that was quite good. Had a good game.
Sutcliffe again, man. He just bobs up.
Yep.
Bobs up, man, all the time, teasing us.
Certainly does. And McLovin, ugh. Only the 12 possessions from 88% game time. Like, probably if they're playing him defensive, wasn't going in there too much. But other than that,
I don't want any part of McLovin.
No, that's why he's in a lot of pools, you would imagine.
I hope so.
And Michael Johnson, he did play the role of lockdown defender and pinch hitting, so that's why his game sucked.
Yeah. And we love Michael Johnson, though.
But we do love Michael Johnson. He'll bounce back.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Moving on to the first Sunday game. Did you watch this Melbourne?
Yeah,
Melbourne?
I did, actually. What a bizarre game.
It was a very bizarre game. North come out and booted like the first 400 goals of the game, and then with the wind, and then Melbourne come out and boot another 402 in the second quarter.
I thought it was really good, because you saw that, like, when players had a shot from, like, the boundary line, and they were kicking it so far away from the goals, and then the wind had gust in, you really see how good these guys are.
Oh, yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Old man Harvey, absolutely dominated. 6 goals, 22 possessions, never done that before in his life. And battle of the Ruckman, Goldie v. Gorn, both knocking out 172s in Supercoach, 149 for Goldie.
It really crapped me off is I was watching this game and I had Twitter going and everyone's saying how Goldie was smashing Gorn in the ruck. What game were you watching?
Gorn had 63 hit-outs to 38.
Gorn was, at one point, Gorn was 38 to
12 or 60,
something like that. Yeah. And they're going, oh, Goldstein's smashing him in the ruck. I'm like, no, just because he's kicking goals and scoring well doesn't mean he's winning the ruck.
No, Gorn won that by about 30, as you can see. And Zeebel had a pretty good game. 19 tackles for the game.
Wow.
That's huge. I like a guy who tackles. And Jesse Hogan, good to show that
he played well, not
much of a sook.
Played well. Jonesy got tagged because that's what you do with Jonesy, apparently.
Jared Healy, that comment I mentioned to you, do you want to load up now or do you want to save that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, tagging's out, people. Just
let them play.
Just let it go, man. Just let it go.
Yeah, Nick Del Santo. Whoa, is he a shadow of himself?
Some stinky cheese.
That's some big stinky cheese. And Sean Higgins. Only the 17 possessions from 85% time of ground. I thought he would have really got amongst the action, but not much at all.
Oh, they were doing some work on one of them. I can't remember which one, because I just saw
Del Santo was getting a bit of
getting
physio,
the work. Yeah, okay.
But Higgins was just unsighted. And Jacobs, you're a dud for tagging Jones.
Yeah, you just get it. Just quit.
And who else have we got here? Nope.
You got more? That's it, man.
That's it.
Let's get on game of the round.
Game of the round. Doggies v. Hawks. Caleb Daniels had a really good game.
Man, he's had a really good season.
Good start to the season.
If we're being honest about it.
Yeah, 29 possessions, 8 marks, 6 tackles. Did a little bit of a job late in the game on Sam Mitchell. Luke Dalhouse playing pure mid for most of the game.
Did he kill it? He
absolutely destroyed it. 33 possessions, 2 goals. And I'm going to put Bobby Murphy in there because he was actually playing pretty well.
Yeah.
Sean Burgoyne had a pretty good game. It's pretty even spread there for...
Really even spread for Hawks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was... You know, Sam Mitchell played well. Rowley played well. Birchall played well.
Sicily good in the last quarter.
Yeah, so they had a lot of even contributors there. Really, I mean, if we looked at the stats and the scoring, you'd say Jordan Lewis was the guy who stunk it up, but...
Yeah, don't mention Jordan Lewis.
It's like 19 touches, man. It's...
Yeah, but when he's your captain in your list, in the listener league, I thought, no.
Lewis, hey, yeah, how's Lewis, the listener league going,
Bob? 0-3, mate. 0-3.
Yeah.
If you look
are
at
you
my,
the only winless team?
Yep.
Yeah.
But if you look at my bench, there's Hartlett, Mundy, McVeigh, just injury after injury.
Oh.
But I'll come back. And yeah, I thought, Lewis.
It's a good lesson to everyone that you don't win your league at the draft. And you can always come back from a bad start.
I can come back. I know I'll come back.
Yeah.
My team is pretty decent, I think. Hope. Jason Johansson.
I actually thought Matty Suckling played pretty well against his old team as well.
Yeah, that deadly left foot of his just... He actually was going at 100% in the first quarter.
He was playing well.
Yep. The Bont. 17 possessions off 82% time on ground.
He's playing a bit forward. And I thought McRae was playing forward. What the hell was that?
That rotating midfield.
He's leading out of the freaking forward line. When is... Oh, I was watching the games crying, watching my, like, in our league of record. I thought I was home and hose, guys, and I was just watching my lead slip away with every missed lead of Jackson McRae.
Not your natural forward, I would imagine.
No, no.
And Showmakers. Did he play?
Yeah.
I didn't see him.
Well, no one's got Showmakers. No, I'm just throwing shade on big useless gits.
Now for the last game of the round, Donuts. Hit some form.
Donuts is back.
Donuts is
back. I reckon
back.
Donuts has shed at least one of those radials that were around his stomach.
I would think so, especially playing their time in the mid 28 disposals and two goals for Donuts.
But as we say, the outside players, when you're in a shellacking,
yep,
they're going to get theirs.
They'll get the ball. Jimmy Bartel had a really good game too.
I don't know, man. I know he scored well, but I don't know that he had a good game.
Late 8 tackles, didn't get knocked out. That's a good game for Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rich Duncan, I thought he would take a hit this year, but he's...
Well, he didn't do well last week.
No, that's true.
Yeah. But he took a hit too.
He did take a hit. But no, he's had a pretty good start to the year too. Zorko running through that midfield. Mitch Robinson, I thought he was going to be a late out, but obviously not. And Pierce Hanley, all good, I thought.
Yeah, I thought Corey Enright was my favourite player from the game. I thought he was sensational.
Yeah.
He was everywhere. They just couldn't get it past him.
And with Zorko, Robinson, Hanley, they've scored pretty decently. 78% game time as well.
For all of them?
Oh, yeah, in that ballpark for all of them.
Yeah.
So a pretty interesting stat there. And one of the duds, Christensen. Ugh. Is he scared to go back to Geelong? What? I don't know.
he's an outside-ish player and a forward in a shellacking.
Not getting much.
I don't expect it. It's going to happen. Like, you know,
one touch to half time though.
Well, yeah. I actually thought, because we're watching the game and I got Christensen on my team, I actually thought he was a laid out because I hadn't seen him. So
maybe was just saving him for that, you know, a bit of energy for that last quarter and
the rotation. Well, wasn't good. Wasn't good.
Reece Stanley as well had a bit of a stinker, but someone's got to take a hit and can't get all the points.
Yeah, that's the games.
They're the games. And moving on now to our waiver pickups for this week. I've got Jackson Ramsey from Collingwood.
Wait, so what are we doing? Defenders first?
I've only got a few. Yeah, we'll start with the defenders first. I've got Jackson Ramsey, averaging 75 Supercoach, 83 in Dream Team, only in 22% of teams. And when we do mention these teams, these are off Ultimate Footy.
Yep.
So
if you're playing a shallow league, there's probably... maybe even better guys available.
Yeah, that's right. So I really like the look of Jackson Ramsey to start off with. Got a couple of nice 80s in there to start off the year. Or 91 on the weekend in Supercoach.
Yeah. I've got Jimmy Webster. Only in 18% of teams.
The perennial tees.
Perennial tees, but I'm thinking with Robinson's injury,
it's going
to
happen.
Might be a little bit of a chance to shine for Webster. I think he's got decent speed. Only in 18% of teams. You could do worse.
Yeah, that's true. And again, I've been banging on about this guy, Aaron Young. Again, 97.
So we've gone from defenders to forwards.
To midfield. He's actually midfield.
Yeah, that's right. He is too.
Yeah. 89 Dream Team average, 97 Supercoach, only in 59% of teams.
What can we stay on defenders?
I've only got the one this week.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got a bunch.
Okay.
I got Fantasia. Smashed it. Racked up the pill like no one's business.
Yeah, I know he did, but question marks.
Zach Williams is in? People like Zach Williams at the start of the year, but from GWS. But who was my guy that I've been pumping up?
Wilson.
Wilson went past him, but Zach Williams got the late call up. Played okay.
Yep.
So keep an eye. Henderson.
Lockie.
Okay. Ricky Henderson.
Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Henderson still only in 59% of teams. Seedsman's got a concussion. May miss. Ricky Henderson played well. We know he's a good player.
Yep.
Might get an opportunity. He'll probably
Hampton's still out.
Yeah, well, that helps him. Here's an interesting guy, Jed Adcock.
Yeah, he's been upgraded off the rookie list.
He's been upgraded already. Bob Murphy is done. I know Easton Wood missed, but 14% of teams, if you needed a defender or you had a
forward,
if you had a bit of extra bit of bench cover, you could do worse than Jed Adcock. If he plays, he'd probably score 80s.
Easily. No, I like it.
So I'm happy to move on to forwards and centres and stuff now.
Yep, that was my only mid.
That was all you had?
Yeah.
What about Billy Hartung? Only in 69% of teams.
I thought we'd already mentioned him.
That was last week. Yeah, but he's still there.
Okay. I thought he got picked up, to be honest.
Man, Ed Kerner. If you're playing in a league, a shallow league, Ed Kerner. 70. He's in set. Look, on Ultimate Footy, he's in 75% of teams. But if you're playing in a shallower league, Ed Kerner is just braining it.
He's my number one waiver this week. Shut up, dude.
This is a show. You know. People need the info. That's why I'm number Ed one. Kerner. Aaron Young, you mentioned.
Blake Akers.
Pollock's only 55% team. Yeah, and Blake Akers played well in the
first game.
In the VFL. Played well first game, played well in the VFL. And like we mentioned, Robertson's injury. Maybe that opens the door to him. Some people are thinking maybe it's more of a defensive guy like Tom Lee. But yeah. But maybe.
Wait Blake for teams on Thursday night.
Yeah, that's a wait and see, really.
Any more mids for you?
No, that's it. That's it.
Moving on to the forwards for me. We spoke about him earlier in the show. Caleb Daniel. 98 average dream team, 96. Super coach, 68%. I'll say that again, 68% of teams. So, if you are in the shallower leagues, might be some better people, but averaging pretty good numbers at the start of the year.
Yeah, great numbers. I got Tomahawk number one.
I've got I was going to leave him to the last and just
56% of teams
playing
the Bombers. Played well on the weekend. Kicked 4 goals, 4. Got a knock as well, so it could have been even more.
Yeah. Scored low 90s the last couple of weeks, I think, off the top of my head.
So he's a great option. Jared Lyons came in to Adelaide. He's a good player when he plays. Mm. So if he's getting a bit of a run, only in 20% of teams, I'm happy to take a look at Jared Lyons.
And I've also, again, Matthew Wright as a forward five, pretty good. 92 average in Supercoach, 78 in Dream Team.
Yeah.
So he's in 56% of teams there.
Yeah, and I'll throw out Sicily, 17% of teams. They're playing the Saints this week down in Tasmania.
Good hunting ground there for the
Hawks. Good hunting ground. Robertson's out. Sicily's the sort of guy who, you know, if they're more worried about Gunston, you know, he's shown he can take a mark and kick a goal.
Yeah, he was good.
So that's fine. And also Petraka played well in the VFL.
That's good.
So someone to watch there.
Yeah. I have no rucks because they were pretty depleted.
I got a couple of rucks. I got John Griffin, 23% ownership. With Sandilands out and Zach Clark's still not back. That first game, you noticed Griffin only scored 30-something, but Clark was there as well. Now he's sort of rucking solo. Maybe he scores well. He has scored well in the past.
Yep.
Minson, it's only 57% of teams. He played well in the VFL. I don't know. Jordan Roughhead played well, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
And just another guy to keep an eye on. Everyone was in on Tom Hickey after the first game. Really hasn't done anything since. Billy Long has just come back to the VFL, played in their side. Last year, they really preferred Longer.
Yeah.
Now, if he gets the chance on his own, then he'll hold a lot of value, I think.
Yeah, he was pretty good because he was ruck forward, kicked a few goals, whereas Hickey, not so much.
Yeah, he really only had that one game, Hickey, and I don't know what's happened since. A couple of streaming forwards. We like to throw out a couple of streaming forwards.
Yep.
Sam Day, 14% of teams.
Gold Coast?
Yeah, playing Brisbane this week.
Lick your lips, Tom. If you've got Tom Lynch, I'd put him as a captain.
And, you know, they've had JJK who went ballistic in the first round against them. They had Tomahawk on the weekend who played really well, knocked out. Kick 4 goals.
Who did they play round 2?
Oh, man, I can't remember. But it was someone who went bonkers on them. You can vet that whilst I go to the other one.
Yep.
The other option is Dan Menzel versus Essendon.
Pretty good start off. Yeah.
Played well. Yeah, played well. Very good. In his first game, 54% of teams.
I can see them destroying them on... who are they playing?
They're going to kill.
Yeah, Essendon. They're going to kill them.
They're going to kill Essendon and... Yeah, I think Gold Coast will probably do a number on Brisbane.
North Melbourne, Jared Waite.
Oh, yeah, Jared Waite went full ham on the bigs. Man, the bigs, I feel sorry for him. The ball's just coming in at him like every second. He's like, man, how am I supposed to spin my turntables and be DJ Sauce whilst I'm worn ragged?
Yeah, not good if you a Brisbane player or supporter this year.
Yeah, oh well.
Have you got any trade targets this week, Steve?
I got some trade targets, man. I got some trade-ins, and I got some guys I reckon you might be wanting to move on for different reasons.
Anthony Miles can get the hell out of my team.
Not a good start, Anthony Miles.
Nope.
You're just about entering waiver fodder.
He's one more week away from waiver fodder.
Would you pick him up if he went in? I'm not sure I would.
I don't think you would. Someone might, but I wouldn't.
All right, so a guy I'm looking to trade in is Patrick Cripps still.
Yeah.
Didn't have a great score on the weekend. He's had an okay start. He's not really getting big possessions. I'm still in on Patrick Cripps. I think he's going to have... I mean, he's got 83. It's still not bad.
No.
Especially for Supercoach. I'm still in on Patrick Cripps. You might get him a good price because maybe he hasn't knocked out the 115 average people thought he might.
Yep.
But I think he's still a good option.
Yeah, I've got Jack Nunes. He's had a... Getting that currency up now. He's had a really good start to the year. Knocked out a ton on the weekend in Supercoach, and he's knocked out a couple of tons now in Dream Team. So if you need that 5th, 6th, 7th midfielder,
yeah, make an offer. You shouldn't cost him.
Won't be too much, but you could be looking at other positions to fill in your team if you've got him to get rid of him.
Yeah, I got Jordan Lewis, man. After that weekend game, people might be willing to rage trade. People might be willing to rage trade on Jordan Lewis. I'm happy to pay a price.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe not a premium, but certainly a price.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got Nathan Jones as well. After he got tagged, if people didn't watch that match, they might not realize
he played.
That he got tagged by, Ben Jacobs. Ben Jacobs shuts down people.
He
really does a good job. So I like Jones to bounce back. That he's someone you might get a decent price as well.
That's right.
Did you have more or
no? That's all I could come up with.
Okay. So a couple other ones. Adam Treloar.
Yep.
He's not super killing it. You might get him at a price. Pendles. This is a really interesting one to me. What do you think about Pendles? I reckon you could get him at a price.
Well, I was thinking, what are you offering for him?
Well, look, Pendles is an automatic captain.
Yeah.
Right, but he's not producing automatic captain scores.
No.
Because allegedly he's carrying sore ribs.
Playing in a sucky team.
And he's playing in a sucky role.
True.
So that's about a four-week injury if you've got
busted
ribs. So he's probably another couple of weeks away from coming back to full Pendles.
And they reckon they might rest him this week.
So I reckon Pendles is a guy you could probably get at... Like, you might give up some... I mean, you're going to have to give up something good to get him. Yeah. But, you know, if you gave up Taylor Adams and...
I'd be happy to give up Barlow for him.
You'd have to give up something like a Taylor Adams and a...
Oh, and a...
And something good, like...
You get a Barlow and Johnson at 1-2 package.
No, see, lowballing, man. You're lowballing. I'd give
Taylor
up...
Taylor Adams and a Sean Grigg type.
Oh, I'm thinking a good position player. Like,
okay.
I'd give up
a Tom Lynch.
Like, I'd give up Taylor Adams and Birchall.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I'd give up something good. I'd give up...
Taylor Adams and, say, Westhoff.
That's
pretty solid.
Yeah, I'd do that. I mean, the other person might. Yeah. But if you're not playing in the Captain's League, maybe there's no point. But
no.
Luke Hodge.
Still apparently he wanted to play on the weekend, the coaches.
Well, apparently...
Back in your box,
well,
boy.
He's a test this week.
Yeah.
But he didn't score great in that first week, probably because of it. But he's someone I might throw an offer out on.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to play him this week either. Why fly to Tassie? You're going to win by 90 points.
Might happen.
Might happen, but I don't see it happening.
And ugly Tom Lynch.
Yeah, you're not getting him out of my team.
Well, you know, I'm just saying for people. This guy, all right, why do we want ugly Tom Lynch? Because he's in a gun team. He's killing it.
Yep.
Baby swag, people.
Baby swag?
Baby swag is a thing.
If
you have a baby, look at Danny Willett. Did his wife have the baby?
Yeah,
his wife
week.
Had the baby. He just won the frickin' Masters. Baby swag. It's a thing.
Didn't all your bets get up when
we had the baby, I won 3 golf bets in a row. It's hard to win golf bets, and I won 3 in a row. Baby swag.
I think I might captain him this week.
And baby swag's great. It's not as good as death swag.
No, you don't want death swag.
You don't want death swag. But baby swag's fantastic. All right, a couple of other guys. These are my sells, all right? And this kills me because I'm trying to shop him at the moment. I just hold off on releasing this podcast. Brody Grundy.
Yeah.
Okay, Brody Grundy's coming and killed it. And we were very high on Brody Grundy. When he's in, he's on his own. He's going to smash
from
it
from our
out.
Listener league?
No.
No?
All right, when Brody Grundy's in... He's going to smash it when he's on his own. Jared Witts can't be far away. Now, I don't know. Maybe Jared Witts doesn't come back in.
No.
Because Collingwood are doing well around the clearances, but Brody Grundy's not a great tap ruckman.
No, he's not.
But the thing is, the Collingwood need to be slower.
No, they need to be quicker.
That is one thing they don't need to be. So I don't know. If he's, like, he could stay in on his own,
yeah.
Okay, and keep pumping out tons. But to me, it feels like a good selling point.
Oh, yeah.
Despite, and you know, they're about to play Melbourne, so Gawn's just Captain Gawn this week.
Yeah. He'll beat that 172 and 63 hitouts.
Yeah. What do you think about these sell highs? Johannesson and Scully.
You can get a lot for Johannesson.
I reckon you get heaps. But is it worth it now because the Bob Murphy news? Defenders just keep going down like flies. There's not many around. I mean, I'd want something pretty...
Depending what you're looking for, like if you could, if you don't have them, swing a Johannesson to, say, a Hooley Rance short spot. But I don't think people are going to give them up unless you're throwing in some more.
Yeah.
But you'd probably get a quality mid for Johannesson.
Oh, you'd get a very quality mid, I think. Yeah, you know,
quite easily, because defenders are so weak, people will be looking to strengthen those defence.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be looking for something pretty good, like a Tom Mitchell, even.
Yeah.
For Johannesson.
Easily.
But what do you think about Tom Scully? What do you think? Do you think now's a good time to sell high? Because he's really off to a flyer.
Great start.
And I know people don't like selling high because they see it happening forever, but I don't see it happening forever for Tom Scully.
No, you get a good 100 type averaging player for him, I would say.
I mean, I reckon for me, if I've hit someone like a... if I've hit on someone out of the pool, like, I don't know, like a Shane Biggs or something, I might try to pair him up.
Yeah, that's right.
And get a more...
You could probably get...
Then get a more established mid, I mean, I guess you'd say.
That's what I'm looking for.
Someone like a Jordan Lewis.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Okay, that's something I'm looking to do if I've got that sort of situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every league's different, but these are just some guys I'd be looking to trade in and trade out.
Yeah, I was having a look today and just set my own team and looking to see what I can pack together because I was looking at a Jordan Lewis or a, even to an extent, Selwood, but I don't think I'll get Selwood.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I mean, it's hard to get guys who have... If you're trying to trade... I mean, you think about it like this. What are you going to have to give up for Luke Parker right now?
Oh, Josh Gibson.
The world. Yeah. But you have to give up the world, man. You're not going to... And you just... You're going to have to overpay to get them, and then they're going to come back to earth.
Mm.
So I try to look for the... You know, we're trying to look for the value, guys.
Always about the value.
Hmm.
Any questions this week, Steve?
We got a couple of questions. We got a question from Fantasy Oz on Twitter. With the defenders so shallow, who do you like most out of Matt D, Ruggles, Varco, or Michael... Or struggling Michael Johnson, he did add.
I do have a bit of a soft spot for Ruggles. Played very well in his first game. Playing that third man up out of defence there. And Matthew Day, D, whatever you want to call him, actually playing pretty well in an undermanned Essendon lineup. So I've got him in my salary cap format and just absolutely killing it.
Come on, man. It's got to be Johnson.
Oh, I'm losing patience with him.
He played in the frickin' ruck. They made him play in the frickin' ruck.
I know, but I want my old Michael Johnson. Just give me that 92. Give me that 92.
He'll go back to it.
I like all of them except for...
Who was it?
Varco, yeah.
And we had a... sort of an interesting question from James on Facebook. Really liked this. He lost his Supercoach draft match by 2 points. It's tough.
That is tough.
But the real problem was... It was after scaling, and he thinks he's won before scaling.
Yep.
And he started mocking his brother online on the must be on the Facebook group like we would do.
The old early crow, eh?
Because he thought he won, and he wants to know: have we ever gone the early crow?
Last year, when Todd Goldstein.
So this is a yes.
Last year, when Todd Goldstein on a Friday night knocked out about a 220.
It was 220.
220 as my captain. I think I'd had a few stubbies by that time, and I knocked out about, I don't know, 7 or 8 memes in 15 minutes.
That's a lot of memes.
I went on to lose the match.
Yeah, and...
hell come down on me. It was not fun.
And it was deserved.
Well and truly deserved.
If you go the early crow, you really need to...
I was going to the early crow Friday night. That was, not good.
And see, I've learnt my lesson on the early crow because... On Saturday, I was well in front of my matchup. Looked like I was going to street it home. Had extra players. Then my team decided to just go dumpster fire. So I lost. But on Saturday night, I was sitting there because the team I was playing was called Turtle... Is it Turtle Power or Turtle Magic?
Turtle Magic.
Turtle Magic. Okay, so I've got this great JPEG of...
the Ninja Turtles.
The Shredder from the Ninja Turtles. He's like, tonight we dine on turtle soup. And I'm like, really wanting to push Enna and just go, yeah, I'm gonna, because I got it. And I held back, Jono. And thank the frickin' Lord I did, because that would have been awful. I probably would have got that gif where he's like the shredder's being crushed in the Trump dumpster.
I do like the reverse psychology early crow. You just put it all in the other guy. Oh, no, you've got me, you've got me. I do it all the time to people, and I seem to win, but I didn't do it this week. I accepted defeat, which I did, but
I hate that person.
I do the reverse psychology early crow. I was like, oh, you got me, well played, well played. And then they just fall apart and you just rise to glory.
Well, you tried to do that against me, but I knew you were doing it. It didn't matter, man.
How do you think I won the league last year? It was all reverse psychology early crowing.
But the teams are locked. No one cares. You're just being a dick.
Yeah.
Where's Venkman?
All right, everybody. If you do want to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter where we are at The Draft Doctors, or you can head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. Hit the like button there, leave us a question, leave us a comment like James did over the weekend, and we are quite happy to read it out on air.
Yeah, we got a lot of questions that are sort of captain things that we don't read out on the show that are just sort of very personal to your team, so we don't read that out, but we answer it very quickly on Twitter or whatever.
Social medias, yep.
And Thursday show, captains. Man, we knocked it out of the park on the captains.
Yeah, I was just going through my captain. I'm like, JPK, check. Gray, check. Montagna, check. I can't think who else I had, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, I think my worst one was Steve Hill, which was the risky one, and he still got 90s in both games. So, I mean, that's not terrible.
Yeah, if you had all those guys captains, well done to everyone, and hope you had a win.
Yeah.
All right, see you on Thursday night.